If you'd like to find your place in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and the title of the message is Beware of His Devices. Here in our passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul states, "For we are not ignorant of His devices." Satan has many devices, and many times we'll overcome one attack, and then here he comes again in another form or from a different angle. We know the devil's end goal. We know that he's up to no good. We know that there's no trick, there's no fiery dart, there's no wiles that he has, that he will not launch at us. But here is where we can have the victory. It's in recognizing his devices and not being deceived by them. You see, most of Satan's devices are not in your face. That he don't come to you with a big old neon flashing sign saying, "Hey, this one's from the devil. I mean to hurt you." This is why the Bible says that we need to put on the whole armor of God. In Ephesians 6:11 it says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Our enemy's a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour, and he'll spare no efforts and no wiles to get us to fail. If he can just get us off track just a little bit, he knows that it won't take long for us to be completely off course. You think about it. If you're plotting a course and you want to walk straight down the aisle here, but if you turn just a little bit right now and start walking straight, guess what's going to happen? You may be in the aisle for a few seconds, but before long, you're going to be off the aisle into the pews. And it may not look like much here. If he can just get you off a hair right here, if he can just get you to drop your stance just for a little bit, then it won't be nothing for him to get you completely off course. And he's very patient as an enemy. Satan's an angel of light. You know, he's not some red devil figure with horns and a pitchfork and smelling like smoke. The Bible says he's a liar, he's a deceiver, he's a murderer. That's why we cannot be ignorant of his devices. We're in a spiritual warfare. And I'm concerned for those Christians who do not seem to take the spiritual battle seriously. They say things like, "Well, I'll be fine. Oh, my family will be all right." I've heard those words way too many times. You see, we cannot be ignorant. Like Paul says, we're not ignorant of his devices. And that's why the Bible says you need the shield of faith. Because you may not recognize every wiles. You may not at first see, "Hey, this is..." But that shield of faith will keep you. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16 it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." We've got to make much of God's word. It's so important. Let's start reading in verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. "But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted of many. So that contrarywise, ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his disciples. The Apostle Paul has been dealing with a wayward brother in the church of Corinth who's now repented. And Paul encouraged the church to forgive him, to wrap their arms around him and bring him back and encourage him. Paul did not want this to become an area where Satan's devices could be used to cause division. The devil has sown many seeds of discord among the brethren. The devil has three main tools that take on many forms. Since the beginning, that these three tools have proven themselves to be most effective. The pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh. It worked on Eve, and has been working ever since. Not just against people that are saved, and people that call themselves Christians, but he uses those same devices to blind the eyes of those that are lost. We need to be on guard of his tactics. We need to be wise to his wiles. We need to not be ignorant of his devices. One of his devices is that of tolerance above truth. This device has done more harm in our churches than any other device he's used. Oh, we're tolerating more sin in the home, which will ultimately impact the church. Because so goes the home, so goes the church. For years, there's been a conflict over fundamentalism and modernism, or conservative and liberalism. You can ride down the road of any town, USA, and you'll see church signs that say this. And 30, 40 years ago, you'd have never saw this on a church sign. But now you see these things on church signs saying, conservative service at 8 a.m. Contemporary service at 11 a.m. Hey, you just better keep on riding. Hey, that church right there, they're announcing to everyone that they failed to recognize the devil's devices of tolerance over truth. Oh, I hear people who have been deceived say, oh, but the young people, oh, they like the contemporary. Hey, we don't really care for it, but the young people do. And we just have to tolerate it over truth. Remember, all of the devil's devices are geared to minimize, to contradict, and to bring doubt on the Word of God, which is the truth. Jesus said of Satan, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. How many Christians have fallen victim to Satan's devices? How many churches no longer hold to the King James Bible? They used to. They've changed their music. They've changed their God-given standards, and they've even turned to another gospel. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have preached, that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. In verse 9, he's going to repeat himself. And as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. This is what Paul thinks of those who preach another gospel. He said, let them be accursed. He repeats it twice. You know, the last two times I've been out soul winning, I've spoken with people who may or may not have been saved, but they had fallen prey to Satan's devices concerning tolerance over truth. Oh, they didn't want to go to a church that judges people, that tells them that, hey, drinking is wrong. that they needed to be faithful to the church, that their lifestyle of sin is wrong. They want to go somewhere where they can be uplifted and encouraged to just keep living the way they are, and God will just help you keep doing whatever it is you want. What's sad is these folks, saved or lost, have fallen for Satan's devices. My response to one was this: well, what does God say about your sin? Don't worry about what the preacher's saying. Don't really worry about what you think there, these churches that judge, because there is a judge that you're going to have to face one day. You're going to have to face God. You're going to have to face Him. And what are you going to say? What does He have to say about your sin? Because you will bow before Him one day. And you will acknowledge that He was right. I just didn't go to that church, you know, because they judge me. And God's going to open up His Word. And He said, what did my Word say? And you'll have to give an account for that. In the Christian warfare, there's no room for tolerance over truth. Our God's not a tolerant God. Now, He's merciful. He's gracious. He's loving. He's long-suffering. He's forbearing. But He's also righteous and He's holy. And He will not accept anyone who will not believe in His only begotten Son. Many are going to say to Him one day, and they're going to say, hey, we cast out devils in Your name. We did many wonderful works in Your name. Hey, I even played in a Christian rock band on Sundays. You know what Jesus is going to say? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Why? Because I never knew you. Sound doctrine, truth, is as important as it's ever been. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We need to be aware of His devices. And one of those devices is tolerance over truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. He didn't say be tolerant. He didn't say to be ugly. But He said to be truthful. He said, preach the word, preach the truth. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Paul's telling Timothy, I fought a good fight. Hey, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Timothy, don't you waver. Timothy, you just preach the word. Even when it becomes unpopular. Even when others don't want to hear what you got to say. Timothy says, don't fall for Satan's devices over tolerance, over truth. Verse 2, he said, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He said, Timothy, you just keep holding on to what's truth. Sound doctrine. Turn a few pages over to Titus chapter 1 there. Titus chapter 1. Let's read in verse 9. He says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things that they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. Hey, verse 10 and 11 is a good description of what's taking place today. Oh, we're in a spiritual battle. We must not be ignorant of Satan's devices, of tolerance over truth. And I'm telling you, if you cut on the TV and listen to the TV evangelists and others, that's the overwhelming message that they preach, is tolerance over truth. They've fallen for Satan's devices. Another one of Satan's devices is that he emphasizes the head over the heart. How did Satan deceive Eve in the Garden of Eden? He appealed to the intellect. He appealed to human reasoning. He said, "Are you really going to die? Look, God's just holding back on you. Eve, if you eat of that fruit, ye shall be as gods. Hey, your eyes are going to be opened." Hey, their eyes got opened all right. They opened up to their shame. Their disobedience did not make them feel as little g gods. Matter of fact, they hid themselves. You see, the devil will tell you, "Oh, a little white lie's okay. A little social drink's okay. A little use of, you know, drugs is okay. A little of the world's music is okay. A little unfaithfulness to church, it's all right. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands, oh, that's okay. Hey, you deserve to follow your dreams. Hey, you've worked hard all your life, man. You just go after it, man. You do what you want to do. Hey, you just believe in yourself." You see, Satan's device of emphasizing the head over the heart says that we need to imitate the world rather than following God's word. You need more programs. That's what the church needs. It needs more programs. Oh, I know what you need. You need more entertainment in your church. You need more modern ways. You need a more modern song service. You need a more modern social message. You need a Bible version that's more modern, that's easier for modern day person to understand. Hey, you need to be just a little less judgmental. You need to not be so narrow-minded. You need to have more entertainment for the young people. Because surely that's what will draw me. He'll also go to this point and say, you need to know more about other religions. No, you don't. You just need to know more about the Word of God. And Acts 17 and verse 22 is a prime example of this. It says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" You learn more of God's words and you just stick to what works. Paul said, "I declare him, declare I unto you." 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21, it says this, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." We're in a spiritual warfare. Look, we cannot be ignorant of his devices. You see, Satan's devices emphasize tolerance above truth. His devices emphasize the head over the heart. Another one of his devices emphasizes quantity over quality. Remember the story of Gideon and his army? His army was useless until it had been reduced to almost nothing. Gideon's army went from 32,000 down to 300. And God took those 300 men and received all the glory. You see, quantity can become ruin if we gain it at the expense of quality. Oh, you could have bigger crowds if you just drop certain God-given standards. You could have bigger crowds if you brought in more entertainers. You could have bigger crowds if you just loosened up just a little bit. God has always been with the remnant that just stayed with the book. Jesus did not say to the disciples to pray for a crowd. No, he said this, "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." Who are these laborers? It's a select and skilled group of people, a dedicated group of people. Hey, let's not fall for Satan's device of emphasizing quantity over quality. Lastly, another of Satan's devices is that sanctification and separation is not needed. The devil will tell you that you can live independently of the will of God. You can do that. That's what he told Eve. And you know what? That device has been working ever since. He'll tell you that God didn't really mean what he said. You know, when he said over there in 2 Corinthians 6:17, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Hey, the devil's going to try to tell you, oh, look, God's love. He's not going to chasten you if you don't follow his word. Hey, you better beware of his devices, Satan's devices. That mentality of no separation, no sanctification required. I'm telling you, that type of mentality, it prevails in our churches today. The same Christian that's singing in the choir on Sundays, hanging out with the world's choir on Friday night. Hey, when James spoke about the tongue and the danger of the tongue, he said this, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." He said, look, you can't have it both ways. Following Christ used to mean a clean and complete break from the world, the flesh, and the devil. And you know what it means? It still means the same thing today. But many, many in the day, in this Laodicean age that we're in, they've fallen for Satan's devices that tells you that you don't have to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Oh, you don't have to renew your mind. You don't have to be transformed. You don't have to be conformed into the image of his son. Hey, just serve God how you want to serve him. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:11, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." We're in a spiritual warfare. The battle's on. Our adversary's real. His wiles are real. His darts are real. He's seeking whom he may devour. Whether it's you, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your children, whether it's your grandchildren, it makes no difference to him. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Hey, let's grow in him. Let's make much of his word. Let's make much of his will for our life, because he hasn't changed. There have been many a Christian fall prey to Satan's devices. And may the Lord help us to stand. And having done all, to stand. Let's not be ignorant of his devices. Oh, may the Lord help us in these days to not fall for any of his devices. Let's take that shield of faith, which is the word of God. I'm telling you, above all, the Bible says, take it. And it'll quench those fiery darts, all those fiery darts. Hey, let's be a light in this dark world.